Thank you for today. Thank you for this weather. Thank you for the rain. And sometimes it could be inconvenience, but we need all the moisture we could get, Lord. And thank you for helping us, you know, and guiding us and just protecting us. And we pray that you continue to do so and that we continue to follow you. We want to learn more about you. That's why we pray that it's your words here, Lord, not anybody else's, but that we lean on your words, your truths. We pray for those people who are not here, either traveling mercies or not feeling well. But we pray that it's not because they don't know you. And if they do not know you, Lord, we pray that they do get to know you. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. He squatted on her? He what? He
squatted on her.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, she did.
The horse did.
She's complaining.
But the horse, it's way back there, unless she was walking by.
Yeah. I think she was cleaning her hooves.
Oh.
Yeah. My horse is good. She doesn't do anything.
That's good. But
some people are over here praying, oh, Lord, take away the rain, take away the storm. No, bring it in.
Yeah.
Make it better.
No, you can delete lightning.
Wow.
Lightning, yeah.
Lightning, well, yeah, it can be scary because it could shock you.
Stop. Y'all are chicken, I swear.
But you might want your hairstyle, like, poofed. Yeah, I don't want, don't stand next to people that say that. They're just asking for it. So last week, we all remember last week, right? You guys are young, you have good memories. Photographic memories, like just like pop. Oh yeah, I remember what I ate last week, right?
I think I ate, like, I know I ate cereal.
Sometime. I ate a sandwich somewhere in the last week. Well, let me tell you, last week we read about how the Antichrist, the false prophet, in their armies won this big battle. No, they lost. They were defeated, right? They were defeated. And then so we would think, okay, great. They're defeated. The army of evil is defeated. It's time for heaven, right? Happy ever after. As often in the Bible, this is just the start of a process. This isn't, there's still more to go before the final judgment. This is starting the final judgment, or that was starting the final judgment, but it's a process, right? Now, the Bible talks about the bottomless pit. And then it also talks about the lake of fire. As two different places. They might be located right next to each other, are in similar zip codes, but they're different. They're both are not popular summer vacation destinations. Would you want to go?
Oh yeah.
We're talking about the bottomless pit in the, the lake of fire.
Oh yeah.
All right. So the bottomless pit, just to keep it simple, is kind of like a holding cell. Waiting for judgment or just to figure out where, which way you're going, up or down. And then there's the lake of fire. Lake of fire, that is the judgment for the wicked things people do. You know, that's torment. Now, the Antichrist and false prophet went straight in to the fire. You know, so what about the devil? Devil's not mentioned there, right? The devil's not mentioned there. He's the missing piece to this puzzle and why it's not completely done yet. So in Revelations chapter 20, 1 through 3, yeah. It's actually just right there. That's the only screen. It's just small because it's all compact. Huh? Yeah, it's just one screen. Yeah, you could do it. Me, yeah, me, yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going
to
do it.
Oh. Serious? No, not him.
Me.
Then I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit in a great chain in his hand. He laid hold, you get the next one. They lay hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil, and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. So there are those, there are some religions, some people, what will teach that Jesus and Satan were brothers. And then they also, there are other people give this idea that Satan and God are almost somewhat equal in power. Do not listen to these people. No. They're wrong. Some unknown, unnamed angel comes down and throws Satan into the bottom pit. Right? It's not God what does it. He doesn't need God's power to do it. Just some angel comes down from heaven and throws the devil in the bottomless pit. You know, Satan tried to seal Jesus in his tomb, but that tomb couldn't hold him, right? Here's Satan sealed in a prison for 1,000 years. And the only reason there's a time limit is because God set a time limit. Right? He's just punished for a time limit. But this brings up, if you didn't notice, it said that he'll be released. So this brings up the question of why.
Yeah, why?
Why? Why does God set a time limit on Satan's law?
Because he's been locked up long enough.
Because what?
He's been locked up long enough. And
now we're on CEO, and now the devil's good, right? He's reformed. That, you know, who knows? With God, God gives opportunity, right? But it doesn't really give a reason why. You know, we know that there are things out there that's hard for us to understand, and things that we're not going to understand, in that we need to trust God. But we know God's nature. And he gives people time to figure out their hearts. Got a Grinch heart? It's don't go 3 times. Huh? Is it?
My heart's big.
Never knew that. But God likes to give opportunities, right? And plus the fact that God created the angels. He created even the fallen angels. What's to say he doesn't want give them a chance to repent? You know, God knows how everything's going to shake out. He knows, but he loves everybody enough to give an opportunity. And here's another thought is maybe somebody out there somewhere said, you know what? If only there wasn't the devil, then I would believe. It's because everything is so bad and things are bad happening around. Maybe I would believe if there was no devil. And I can see God, even if it's just one person, God would go, okay, I'll give you the opportunity, right? And me, for one, I am so grateful God gives second, thirds, and tenths, and hundredths of chances. Right? Isn't it? Wouldn't it be great if she gave you a little bit of leeway, a little bit more grace?
She blackmailed me, too, for something she did to me. I didn't do anything. I should be the one blackmailing you.
But you're too nice.
Nah, I don't want to because then she'll tell on me. Maybe.
So Revelations chapter 20, 4 through 6. James.
Mine. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them. And judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his revelation, his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part revelation, who is part in the first resurrection. For such they, over such the second death has no power. They shall priest to God and on Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
Alright, so without the devil influencing the nations, it'll be 1,000 years of peace and righteous judgment, right? It'll just be nice, right? The ones who are sitting on the thrones will have common sense, something that the leaders of world today really need, right? They really need it. Now, those who have been beheaded, now this includes anybody if they died or were killed in any fashion. It just picked beheaded, but that includes everybody who's put to death because they chose Jesus over the Antichrist. And that's what it's talking about. There's multiple times it talks about taking the mark of the beast, right? And on your forehead or on your hand. And these are the people what refuse to do that. It says they'll be brought back to life. But not everybody's going to be brought back to life at this point. The idea is that during these 1,000 years, you know, we don't have, or those people who are there, they don't have everlasting life. You know, they're not going to live forever. You know, that's a later point. Right now, it's still the same earth, you know, same lifetimes. So those who did not take the mark, their lives were cut short. So God's giving them a second chance, right? Chances to have a family, chances to grow old. So in these 1,000 years, it'll just be like today. So there's going to be a lot of generations, right? You guys know what a generation is, right? It is like this family, and then the next generation, then the next generation. So there's going to be a lot of generations in 1,000 years. You know, the ones at the end of the 1,000 years, more than likely they'll forget everybody what started 1,000 years ago. Do you know people 1,000 years ago? Your dad. Yeah, he's right there on the cusp. Right, you might know their names if they're in history books, right?
Daddy Washington?
Yeah, and there'd probably be history books. There still don't be history. But we're not don't really have or know that person. What was doing this. Right. I'm sure you were. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I went into a coma for 500,000 years.
You look pretty good for 500,000 years.
I went to the universe, and then after a while, I came here, and I don't like this place. I want to go back.
But you're stuck?
I want to go back.
Revelations chapter 20, 7 and 8. Probably just one.
No,
yeah. No, it's just one. Look it. So there's 7 at the very top, and then there's 8. You could do it. You got it. No, you got this. Look at that. Now win. The first word's now. I'm just trying to help. Okay. All right. Steven, next one. Gog and Magog.
Okay. To gather them together to battle, who is known as the sand of the sea.
So people can be frustrating. Can we agree?
Yeah.
They can be really frustrating.
Very frustrating.
Sometimes. Right. Are they're running around the restaurant
and
just yelling.
And you're just screaming at your computer like, stop! Oh, my gosh. Okay. I saw this video of this kid, and he knocked over this amazing Lego build, right? I was like, dang.
Right. No, it can be. And, people, when bad things happen, they tend to forget who can help them. And then they just complain about everything. They just whine and cry, right? And then when things are going well, they forget who blessed them, and then they tend to only think about themselves.
Anastasia.
For some reason, I was thinking of the movie, but now I get your reference. So the devil just gets out of the joint. Meaning prison, right? He just gets out of his cell, and there's no problem finding somebody to corrupt. Isn't that kind of sad? I mean, these people just had 1,000 years of peace, and then the devil comes out and is like, okay, business as usual. Right.
I like the girl studio here.
Their numbers are like the sands on the shores. So is that few or many?
I think it's like one big chicken
land. One chicken land. No, I mean, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them, right? Revelations chapter 20, 9 and 10. Again, just one slide.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
There's a period at the end.
Right?
Oh my God.
That means it's one slide.
Maybe.
Could be another sentence.
All right. James, and then you'll get the next one for sure. Guaranteed.
They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints, and the beloved city in fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Ever and ever. So, just like the battle before, and just like any time anybody goes against God, you're going to lose. Right? You're going to lose every single time. Now, this time, the devil gets thrown in the lake of fire. It's not the bottomless pit. He goes in the lake of fire. He's tormented forever. Yo, that's it. He's done. Matthew 25:41.
That's short.
Yeah, it is short.
I know, but that's what I said.
And he will also say to those on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire. Prepare for the devil.
Did you notice? Did you happen to catch this? Did you know that that lake of fire was made for whom?
Satan.
It was made for Satan.
The guy with the mustache.
And his fallen angels that went with him, right? It was not made for you and me. That lake of fire was not made for you and me. Why? That is a good question. That is the million-dollar question. Yo. You know, Jesus prepared it for the devil and the angels that followed him, right? God wants everybody to choose him and have everlasting life. Everybody. Although some people will not listen. They want to do things themselves, right? They're stubborn. They're prideful. There's a lot of reasons people, not good reasons, but there's a lot of reasons people will end up in the lake of fire. But it's not, God doesn't want that to happen. Free will, and why do we have free will? Well, he doesn't want robots.
I love my free will.
Isn't free will great? But free will comes with consequences. Yes, a price. It could come with a price.
Robots don't know how to stop when they're running.
Yeah, they're kind of, robots are idiots.
They kind of are.
I mean,
well, they're only as smart as they're programmed. So Revelation 20:11-12. All right. Mia, you got this one? Oh. I saw a great white throne in him who sat on it, from whose face the earth in the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. So the great white throne of judgment. You know, this is God. God sitting on this throne, and this is where he judges everybody. Nobody's going to be left out. That's why the dead are there, is because everybody will be judged. You know, God is taking notes. And hopefully that's not too scary for us, right? Because he's taking notes and he's writing them down on books. You know, everybody will be judged on these notes. Revelations 20, 13 through 14. Stephen?
The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged one according to his works. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
All right, so we'll touch in base on that. Is so all the dead, you know, it's talking about all the dead will come before the throne. You know, all the dead were in the sea, all the dead were died, and, you know, were down in Hades. So death in Hades. There's a couple different thought processes about death in Hades. Death entered the world at that very first sin, right? There was no death in the Garden of Eden. And then Hades, you could look at it, again, a couple different ways. Hades as a place, as far as where people are, you know, possibly the bottomless pit, you know, the grave. That's where the dead go, right? So at this point, there is everlasting life. There's going to be, this is where God is judging and giving people everlasting life or sending them into the lake of fire. Right. But there is, so death in the grave will be destroyed. This is, so spiritually speaking, this would be saying that they're thrown away. They're thrown in the lake of fire. They're going to get destroyed. Utterly destroyed. Right? No longer a thing. This could be interesting as James mentioned, Hades is Greek god of hell. Right? That's the terminology. So if you know mythology, they have a lot of false gods. You know, like Percy Jackson.
I love Percy Jackson.
Right? Yeah, you know, so there's a lot of false gods. And there's other cultures what had a lot of false gods either also, like the Egyptians, yes.
In the second book, Percy becomes a guinea pig.
Hey, don't ruin it. I'm still reading.
So And I too found it interesting, but it could be an interesting thought is, you know, what if death and Hades were demons? These are just two names of fallen angels. And then they were thrown into the lake of fire along with their leader, Satan. You know, what if all these false gods, wouldn't it make sense that these false gods were demons? And that's why people, they have powers. So maybe these false gods were demons back in the day to fool people, to mislead people. You know, either way, death in Hades will be no more, signifying that there will be no more death, everlasting life, and there's no more Hades. There's no more grave. So in Revelation 20, verse 15, James, can you handle it?
Oh, I thought that said
it. All right, Mia got this. All right.
I thought it said, and anyone not found racist. I was like, wait, so racist people are going to
Written?
I was almost like racist.
So, it sounds like there's these books, right? There's these books what God wrote all everything we did in our life down on. So there's these books. It doesn't really give a name for those books, but these are the books that have our works in them. You know, nothing in those books will save us. There will be good things in the books, but that doesn't save us. Right? Because we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Right? Because the glory of God is way up here, and our good works are down here. And then add to the fact is that maybe we've done some bad things.
Maybe.
Maybe we've done some things what are embarrassing, are things not really what God wants us to do. Possibility. But it doesn't mean we give up. That's not saying, oh, well, he got the book, he's written down, let's just give up, I'm cooked. Right? But thank God he loves us and he gave us a way.
Is he going to be announcing it in front of everybody?
Yeah.
Man, my mom better be getting inside before me.
Please go, you could go in front of me.
You did what?
Who knows? Maybe everybody will know, right? Yes.
I'm never going to Taco Bell again.
Okay. Did you send it back?
No, I just put cheese on it myself.
All they gave me was like a tiny little bit of rice, a little bit of chicken, and like that's it. Where's the rest of it? There's no beans, there's no onions, there's no lettuce.
It depends on the cook.
Well, get it fired because.
Right. No, I mean, there's some that are kind of ridiculous, but. So he's given us a way. Right? Given us a way. There's the book of life. So the book of life isn't named for, oh, this is what you've done in your life. This is talking about these people will have everlasting life. That's, if your name's in there, you will be saved. And the names that are there are those who believe in Jesus. Romans 10, 9 through 10. James?
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I said mouse.
So believing is more than knowing who Jesus was, right? Believing is knowing who Jesus is, present tense, right? And it's also not being ashamed of that fact. It's talking about voicing what you believe, right? It's talking about voicing it, not being ashamed. You know, sometimes when we voice things, we stand out, right? We can't be ashamed of that. And if people do this, they know in their heart they believe in Jesus, they confess with their tongue, their names will be in the book of life, no doubt. You know, they've done a lot of the different things in those other books, but the important thing is to be in that book of life. Because that means we're saved.
Oh, yeah.
So let's end in prayer.